Now Maisie was a lady, and they say she was Canadian. Her hair was kind of wavy, and her laces very straight. She was talking to a friend of mine while pinning laundry on her line. He said, I think this is a sign that you'll hang out with me. She told him very stormily it was not her habit normally to converse with men so warmly while hanging up the wash. He responded momentarily, feeling quite extraordinarily. Maisie dear, I love you verily, you're the only one for me. Along a moonlit path they strolled, and they came upon a grassy knoll where Maisie said, my heart you've stolen, let's fly away. On the coast of California, into marriage they were sworn, you know, they really felt reborn, yet Maisie wanted so much more. She's meditated, studied Zen, had lunch with her old buddy Leonard Cohen. She knew what he meant when he told her, start again. She packed her sandals, boots and skirts, her overalls and undershirts, left a note that said love hurts, and headed out of town. She took up horticulture, learned to compost and to mulch. Sure enough, she had some great results, your quintessential green thumb. She called me on the telephone to tell me she was on her own, with a garden plot and alimony high in the hills. She tilled the garden, planted seeds, the harvest met her every need. She truly loved the flowers and weeds she grew by the back door. Now Maisie was a lady, and her life was quite Arcadian. Then she had a baby, and she joined the PTA.